Some economics on pistachio production. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Daniel Sumner is a distinguished professor, Ag Resources Economic Department at UC Davis.
And of course, we know that pistachios are a little more limited even than some of the other California crops when it comes to where you can grow them. I mean, they are a little fussy about where you put them. Now, growers are getting better. The research is getting better. People are figuring out, we've all had the experience where somebody said, well, that's not really where you could put pistachios, and 10 years later, there's a well-functioning pistachio orchard there. So, you know, but there are limits, and there again, the rest of the world, you know, whether it's Turkey or someplace else in the Middle East, there are people looking to compete with the California pistachio industry, and so that's the challenge.
And some are discussed from pricing.
I think prices are off where they were a few years ago. We had prices way up there a few years ago. We may not see those days again, but, you know, again, up years, off years, and on years for pistachios are even more dramatic than most crops. So we may see a little bit higher prices. They're sort of storable, so that moderates the up and down prices a bit.
That's Daniel Sumner, distinguished professor, Ag Economics at UC Davis. Don't forget, elections are underway for various board members of the Almond Board of California. For the Ag Information Network, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report.